Bible Study Fellowship, Revelation, The Hope. Lesson 18, Perseverance in Suffering. Focus verse, Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 4. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Suffering is part of life. Natural disasters, sickness, and death cross cultural boundaries. Pain in war, hunger, and crime hits hardest those least able to defend themselves. How do you respond when you see people you love suffering, or when you encounter deep pain yourself? Hard times raise hard questions. If God is good, why would He allow people to suffer? If God is all-powerful, why would He not intervene? Even those who securely rest on the strong character of God are haunted by the ringing question, why? God does not always explain His actions, but He sees His people's hardships and hears their questions. Even if God does not remove the suffering or explain its purpose, He can be trusted. In faith, suffering believers can rejoice with the prophet Habakkuk. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. God strengthens His people to persevere through suffering. Division 1. The Reality of Suffering. The book of Revelation speaks to suffering believers. John wrote the book amid his own suffering, banishment on the small island of Patmos, for his faithful witness to Christ. John's letters to the seven churches comforted believers pressed by persecution and martyrdom. Revelation promises Christ's return to set up His kingdom and vanquish evil forever. This promise encourages suffering believers across time and culture. A biblical context for suffering frames proper understanding of Revelation and life in a fallen world. Suffering and God's people. Like all humanity, God's people suffer. Believers should not be surprised when God allows harsh and troubling times into their lives. The suffering of Christians is part of the fabric of life on earth. Believers and unbelievers alike contract cancer, lose homes in floods, and lose parents to death. To expect that following Christ promises a comfortable and easy life does not align with Scripture or personal experience. The abundant life Jesus promised is not a life free of trouble, but rather a life in which God is glorified. Believers find His strength and even joy in the midst of suffering. Christians' spiritual lives often flourish through difficulty. God's people suffer in particular ways: Christians' constant battle against temptation, personal sin, and self-rule represents a struggle the world cannot understand. In addition, God lovingly disciplines believers to develop within them a harvest of righteousness and peace. God loves His children too much to let their sin go unchecked. He allows circumstances that strengthen faith and develop spiritual muscle. God's discipline upon believers reveals they indeed belong to Him. Rather than squirm under God's loving hand, believers should recognize the opportunity to grow in faith and godly character. We often see God's people respond to a crisis with Christ-like compassion and care. Those who identify with Christ should expect opposition and persecution. Walking with God means being out of step with this world's system. Throughout history, God's people have endured terrible suffering. Expecting rejection for the cause of Christ provides a proper framework when this kind of suffering becomes a reality. God's children can uniquely recognize God's beauty and faithfulness when they suffer. We cannot accurately assess God's reasons for our pain, but we can always pray, learn, and grow. God uses every situation to draw His children to Himself. You can trust God, even if the why behind your suffering remains a mystery. Suffering and God's Son. God's response to suffering is always tied to His Son. As God declared the curse of sin in Genesis 3, He also gave a prophecy. God told the serpent, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." God promised that the woman's offspring would suffer and die, but He would crush Satan through that death. God revealed His redemptive work through His Son alongside the fall of humanity. God's Son, Jesus Christ, came to earth to reveal the Father. In loving obedience, Jesus died to save His people. The Father caused His own Son to suffer on behalf of sinners. Jesus told His closest friends He would suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests and teachers of the law, and that He must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. The Savior's suffering and triumph crushed the devil and paid sin's penalty. Those who have faith in Jesus Christ are justified, declared righteous before God, and made recipients of eternal life. Faith in Christ connects God's people with Him in eternal union that cannot be broken. No trial, tribulation, sin, or enemy can separate believers from the Savior. God used Jesus' suffering to redeem His people. In the same way, our suffering has a redemptive purpose beyond what we can imagine. Division 2. God's Purposes in Suffering. Suffering accomplishes God's good purposes. Christians desire a theological understanding of suffering. People have long questioned why evil exists and whether God is all-powerful, sovereign, and only good. Many honest questions cannot be fully answered by finite minds. The fact that we cannot fully understand everything drives us to find comfort in what we can know with certainty. God not only extends compassion to His children in their trials, but He also acts with determined purpose. Suffering is painful, but it is also purposeful by God's design. God strategically uses what is difficult for our good. When we struggle, we do so with real hope and the comfort that Jesus experienced real suffering too. A focus on God's character is the place to start. God is completely sovereign. This means nothing happens outside His control. Even evil operates within God's sovereign limits. When Satan tested Job, he did so only with God's permission. God does not cause evil, and therefore is not responsible for it. Humans are entirely responsible and accountable for their sin. Satan's work abounds in this world for evil purposes. God is powerful enough to bring good results out of evil and suffering. In a fallen world, suffering molds and shapes our faith and character in ways nothing else will. God not only allows suffering, He uses suffering in productive ways. Believers can rest, knowing even the bad things operate within the scope of God's control. Although this thought challenges us, it is far more troubling to think evil abounds outside of God's firm hand. God can and will put a stop to evil in His perfect time. Until then, God accomplishes His good purposes despite and even through the evil in this world. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery in Egypt. Although Joseph endured years of suffering, God eventually elevated him to second in command in Egypt. God positioned Joseph to save Egypt from famine and his family from extinction. He told his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." God is always at work doing more than we realize. Conversely, everything good comes from God. He does not allow his children to suffer needlessly. We cannot know God's specific purpose for each hurt, but we do know God uses every trial, offense, and pain to sanctify his children. Suffering allows us to apply our theology to our struggles. Struggles remind us we are finite and not in control. Although Romans chapter 8, verse 28 is often quoted glibly and with poor timing to people in crisis, this scripture provides perspective, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Not all things are good, but God can use all things to accomplish his purposes. The ultimate good God accomplishes in all things is found in verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. God can use everything in life, good or bad, to make his children more like Jesus. Suffering identifies believers with Christ. Believers must identify with Christ's suffering and death. Paul expresses his desire for this in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Those who follow Christ must deny themselves, taking up their own cross to follow him. Believers identify with Christ's death by seeking Christ and his kingdom. This involves suffering and sacrifice, following in the steps of the one who suffered and was willingly sacrificed for us. When the apostles were arrested for their gospel witness, they rejoiced because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of Jesus Christ. Peter called believers to rejoice because their suffering represented their union with the Savior. Perhaps people label you intolerant because you believe Jesus is the only way of salvation. In many places, Christians are denied employment, threatened, imprisoned, or killed because of their faith. Believers' union with Jesus includes suffering. But identification with Jesus also means he supplies the power to persevere and even recognize the privilege of suffering and joyful fellowship with him. Jesus suffered to fulfill his Father's purpose and because he loves his people. Enduring terrible mistreatment, he was not belligerent, vindictive, or complaining. Jesus set the supreme example for God's people. Jesus entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Whatever suffering comes, God knows and cares. Your Father knows every pain you experience. Your Savior has been where you are. He intimately understands human life. He knows bodily pain and betrayal by a companion. He experienced hunger and deprivation. He knows grief. He identified with his people to save them, and we likewise identified with him. God's children, co-heirs with Christ, share his suffering so they may also share his glory. Suffering matures God's children. God loves his children too much to spare them the development of wisdom and character that is forged only through pain. Seasons of growth are most often connected with times of challenge. The storms of life reveal the fortitude of our faith. God lovingly weaves enough struggles into our lives to keep us dependent upon Him. Just as storms and drought force the roots of a tree to grow deep, times of suffering draw our roots deep into God Himself. Troubling times teach us much about ourselves and God. Our self-sufficiency is exposed, but so is God's faithfulness. Suffering purifies us, revealing pretense and sin. Suffering identifies where we need to grow. Suffering will either harden our hearts or soften us to hear from and respond to God. God incorporates rich spiritual benefits into suffering. Through trials, we learn to experience and express God's compassion and mercy. After intense suffering, Job declared, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." Suffering sensitizes us to God's work in our lives. We recognize God's provision and protection, even in little things. In times of trouble and testing, we cry out to God and experience the truth that He hears and answers His children. We learn to pray when we are in need. We develop patience, waiting on God to answer our prayers and meet our needs. Suffering drives us deep into God's Word. The Bible becomes our lifeline when we are searching for answers and comfort. Suffering deepens and solidifies our faith through experience. Suffering can become intense, almost crippling. When weariness takes hold, understanding of God's purposes can blur as pain numbs the mind and floods the emotions. In times of severe suffering, God calls His people to know and believe He is enough. Sometimes all God is calling us to do is trust Him in the pain. Even if we never understand what God is doing, He is worthy of our trust. God promises not to allow more temptation than we can endure, in His strength. Jesus calls, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus Himself learned obedience through what He suffered. His first-hand experience allowed Him to demonstrate His perfection and sympathize with our weakness. Suffering is not just painful, but purposeful and profitable. Paul, who suffered much, considered all he had lost as garbage compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. He also wrote, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." No pain in this life exceeds the immeasurable pleasure of knowing Christ Jesus. Suffering prepares believers to comfort others. Suffering equips God's people to love, comfort, and support one another. Our ability to understand and comfort others in pain demonstrates tangible fruit born from our suffering. Knowing others have endured similar struggles encourages the sufferer. A testimony of God's faithfulness and provision gives him glory and offers hope to those in similar pain. Hurting people need our presence, our listening ears, and our practical help more than our words. People in pain sometimes question God and His love. Do not feel like you must supply answers that belong only to God. Ask God to help you develop sensitivity and compassion for the hurts of others. Mourn with those who are mourning. Sharing the weight of grief and pain provides comfort. Pray a simple prayer that acknowledges the pain, recognizes God's grace and power, and communicates hope. If we love people well, as God intended, Christ's light shines into dark places, providing help and hope. The people of the world observe God's people. The love and unity within the body of Christ draws hurting people to the Savior. God's children are the very body of Christ in this hurting world. God's people offer to others the love and strength of Jesus Himself. Seeking God's higher purposes in our pain. The doctrine of suffering. Suffering as an exile on Patmos. John wrote the book of Revelation to suffering people. Christians were being persecuted for their faith by governments that opposed their beliefs. The events described in John's visions point to future pain alongside the hope of God's eventual triumph. A biblical understanding of human suffering offers needed perspective. Life in a fallen world includes human suffering in many forms. The collateral damage of humanity's sinfulness and pressures of daily life leave no one exempt from hard times. For most people in the world, suffering must simply be endured. Confusion reigns where there is no understanding of sin's grievous damage and no seeking of God and His purposes during life's battles. Bitterness, anger, and resentment toward God and others emerge when suffering seems only painful but not purposeful. Trudging through life trying to dodge the hard places and find temporary consolation does not work. Without God as the source of our comfort, we can only anesthetize ourselves against life's hardships through distractions and denial. There is a better way. For the Christian, suffering is not merely something to be endured. Every hardship presents an opportunity to seek God more passionately and know Him more deeply. When we suffer, God tenderizes our wayward hearts and teaches us how little we control. We learn to depend on God when we realize how much we need His sustaining grace. How is God leading you to trust Him and experience His faithfulness through the hardest thing you are facing today? The God of all comfort sees and knows everything that His children face and stands ready to give them help and hope. God's power over suffering. Present victory. Suffering and pain do not defeat God's people. Paul asked God 3 times to remove a thorn in his flesh. God did not. The Lord told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Paul concluded, "Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong." In trouble, God's people intimately know His power, which is so much more wonderful than their own. While God's people wait for Him to vanquish evil and Satan and end their suffering, they can experience spiritual victory. God gives rest and peace that this world and its trouble cannot take away. He guides us through difficulty 1 step at a time. He develops in us perseverance and godly character. Believers can do more than endure suffering. They can exalt God. Through His letters to the 7 churches in Revelation, Jesus repeatedly promises eternal rewards to victorious believers and calls them to be faithful, even to the point of death. Christ urges His people to hold on to what you have until I come, and endure patiently. How do God's people stand strong? God Himself holds them firm. Jesus said, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." Future deliverance. The future is bright for God's children. God promises that pain and suffering will end because death has been swallowed up in victory. God will reverse sin's curse and deliver His people from this world's trouble. The future absence of suffering directly relates to the absence of sin. Paul declared, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Revelation consummates God's hope for the suffering. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. God strengthens His people to persevere through suffering. He will deliver His people. Take to heart. Hold fast. The book of Revelation was written to comfort suffering believers. God's people suffer because of sin's corrosive force in the world and their identification with Christ. Jesus told His people to expect trouble in the world, but know that He had overcome the world. His sacrifice saved His people and assures them of the power to live for Him. Suffering presents an invitation to grow into the likeness of our suffering Savior. God has good purposes, even in the trials His people suffer. While they live in a broken world filled with back-breaking labor, starving children, ravaging disease, and destructive addictions, God grows His people into the likeness of Jesus Christ and prepares them for eternity. Believers continue in faith and courageously represent Christ in this world. God holds His people secure and gives them His strength. Sometimes God brings supernatural protection and rescue, but when He does not, His strength delivers His people through the suffering with even more radiant character. Apply it. What hard things are you facing right now? Can you find rest in God's sovereignty and goodness? Ask God for faith and perseverance. He is your Father. He loves you, knows you, and will answer you. Trust God with your hardships and the hard questions, whether you understand His purposes or not. Will you extend the comfort God has given you to others? Do you resent your hardships? Hard times often surprise and shake us, especially when we think God owes us better. Come to God in prayer, ask your hard questions, and wait expectantly for His answer, especially through His Word. Will you allow God to draw you deeper into Himself, fervently praying as your faith is stretched and strengthened? Can you trust the bigger purposes of God in your present pain? Can you move beyond enduring your pain to rejoicing in God's purposes, even when you do not fully understand His ways? God is often doing something bigger than we imagine that takes longer than we expect. Will you hold on to God and draw strength from His unfailing love? This concludes this week's lesson. Thanks for listening, and we'll join you again next week.